If I want reality to be different than what it is, I might as well try and teach a cat to bark. And I can try and try and try and cry and try. And at the end of the day, or a month, or a year, the cat will look up at me and say, this is from a book called Loving What Is that I'm reading right now. I was recommended this book by a dear friend, and it's mind-blowing to me. Oh my God, I think her name's Byron Katie, maybe not, whatever. It's called Loving What Is. And chapter one talks all about surrendering and not fighting what is and making and truly loving what is. And she used that analogy of fighting with reality is like attempting to teach a cat to bark. It's pointless. It causes immense suffering. And when and there's something really, really freeing about accepting your reality at this moment in time. There's something really, really powerful in that. It's funny, I was getting, and I'm trying not to read comments too much for my mental state, but I was, of course, you know, your brain goes to the couple bad ones. And, you know, of course, there were the comments like, how are you so happy? Why are you so happy? You're separated. Like, wow, you seem happy. Like, are you mad at me because I'm accepting my reality? Was it what I thought it was going to be? No. Have I experienced a lot of pain throughout this relationship and during the separation? Yes. But I'm really actually proud of myself and my ability to get into radical acceptance of what is. It's almost, there's this freedom that comes with just accepting, you know, who he is. Having this time apart has been really, really eye-opening. I'm seeing a lot of my part in the situation. I'm seeing a lot of my codependency and my depending on him to make me happy. Or if he was in a bad mood, I was in a bad mood. If he was mad, I was sad. If he was angry, I was resentful. It was like, we were so codependent. And then it got really, really bad. And I believe it needed to get that bad. And then I had this sort of moment of clarity of, wow, I can't change you. And you're going to be who you're going to be and do what you're going to do. And it's my own, probably, like, I don't know, insecure attachment or whatever, fear of abandonment or whatever, trying to change and make sure everything's okay. And what is he doing? Is he telling me the truth? And oh my God, is he mad? How can I make him happy? What can I do? Oh, I gotta people please. I gotta make sure he's happy. Oh my God. You know what? No, fucking hold the phone, Laura. Like, this separation has made me realize that no person truly is responsible for my happiness. And I put so much pressure on him for that. And it feels really freeing to know that happiness is an inside job and that to keep the focus on the things that I can control and that I'm responsible for my own happiness and peace of mind and satisfaction. And yes, it's wonderful to have a reliable partner and, you know, and that is wonderful. And I also believe that if certain boundaries are crossed or you guys don't see eye to eye on so many things, then yes, separation is necessary. But separated or not, I'm in control of my emotional state and my happiness. And that is like ultimate freedom. Also, getting and practicing radical acceptance is also, I believe, incredibly freeing, incredibly liberating. To just look at your life right now and realize that if I'm suffering, it's because I'm not accepting my life exactly as it is at this moment. And that's not saying that, oh, don't have the courage to change the things you can. Of course, do that. But practicing acceptance for exactly as things are in this moment is really, really, really powerful for me. And I'm just speaking for myself here. So when people are like, how are you so happy? It's because I'm in acceptance. and I have like, I'm struggling to eat and I have major anxiety. Like, it's not all fucking sunshine and roses. Like, there are definite moments of struggle, but even Steven's like, God, you seem really happy. I don't know. I believe it's because I'm not fighting the reality of what is. Okay, so what else in this book that I love? So she has this thing, it's called The Work. And okay, I think this is how it goes. So if you have a thought that's troubling you or you're obsessing about or it's distressing you, okay, take a thought, like any thought that's in your mind that you don't like it, right? Whether it's a thought about your partner, yourself, your work, your kids, just the universe, the environment, politics, whatever, it doesn't matter. Take that troubling thought and say to yourself, is this true? Is this thought true? Is it true? And if you answer no, then you're kind of done. Okay, the thought's not true, so it's just a thought, we can move on. But if you say yes, then the next question to ask yourself is, do I absolutely know that this thought is true? Do I absolutely know that this thought is true? Well, I don't know what you answered, but it's probably hard to know for certain that it's true, right? And then the third question is, how does that thought make me feel? How does that thought make me feel? And then the fourth question to ask yourself is, who would I be without that thought? Who would I be without that thought? So I found this to be really, really helpful when my brain starts going into like what the future is going to hold and like, are we going to continue to fight? And is it going to be, you know, or I'll say things like, oh, you know, it's never going to get better, or he thinks this of me, or I think this of myself. And you just go through the like, is this true? Do I absolutely know that this is true? How does that thought make me feel? Who would I be without that thought? It really just, it has been very helpful for me. Okay. So we are maybe 3 weeks in, just under 3 weeks into being, you know, living separately. And, you know, it's not like we don't see each other. He picks up Alfie for school every morning and tucks in Poppy at night some nights. And we hang out on the weekends. So like, he's very much involved. And I am just trying my best to stay in today, because that's, I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record right now, but it's just, for some reason, I need to remind myself of it throughout the day. Why is it such a struggle for us to just stay present? Like, why is that such a daunting task? Like, why do our brains immediately go to like, what happened and replaying this moment, or what's going to happen, right? Why is it such a practice to just be in this moment? so strange. Our brains are so strange. We were on the phone yesterday and I thought everything was going well. And then he starts sort of, without getting too specific, just sort of being a bit irrational. And my brain goes to, oh no, this is not safe. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And is what he's saying the truth? Or is he just speaking from a place of hurt? I don't know. Is this thought true? Do I absolutely know that it's true? Again, I'm powerless over what anyone says to me, what anyone feels, and whatever their actions are. I am truly powerless over this. And it feels good to just accept my reality and find joy in it. Another person, you know, for the people saying, oh, you're so together. You know what? I have to be. I don't have a choice, actually, because I have kids that depend on me. So I have to be together. I have to work my shit out. I have to get centered and forgive and accept so I can show up for my kids. I cannot go spiral. Not a possibility. A friend said to me too, that's your mama bear instinct. Your mama bear instinct says, okay, Laura, get your shit together. Call whoever you need to call, your therapist, your sponsor, work your stuff out so you can be stable, healthy, reliable, at peace for your children. It's actually amazing what kids will do to a mother in distress. They'll force that mother to make tough decisions and work through their trauma and get better for them, because our instinct is to keep them alive. And I thought that was a really incredible observation, because I was, you know, impressed with myself. Remember, I used to be a dangerously impulsive, emotional, I had rage, I had, you know, I would lose control, I'd punch walls and drink and use and run away. I didn't know how to deal with my problems in a healthy, stable way when I was much, much younger. And so now, and this obviously I was in my addiction then, but now the way that I am truly feeling and handling this, I can look, step outside myself and go, wow, good job, Laura. You know, and I think it probably maybe does come down to maybe my kids. Maybe subconsciously they're the giving me that strength to act in a loving, tolerant way. But yesterday it was, are we getting back together? Are we not? Are we getting back together? Are we not? Tell me right now. Tell me right now. If you leave me, I'm leaving the country and I'm never coming back. We had made a plan to separate for 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, we were going to sit down and decide, we're getting a divorce. We're going to work it out. We're going to stay separated for another 30 days. Like, at the end of the 30 days, we sit down and we talk in a calm, loving, respectful manner. That was the plan. And my brain says, stick to it. And then last night, I thought it was all going well. But he wanted to know now. Tell me. What's going on? And I get it. Like, you want to know now. But I don't know. And that's okay. And I don't think everything has to be so impulsive and so, if it doesn't go my way, I'm leaving and never coming back. What? I know you don't mean that. I know you wouldn't leave your children. I know that. So why are you saying that? And I feel done deciphering what's real and what's not. What do you mean and what are you just saying to say? Yet I have compassion and empathy for what he's going through. And I'm grateful that he's getting the help, and he really is. Another thing she said was a reason that we're in a state of discontent, irritable discontent, suffering, is because we're not in our business. That there's other people's business, God's business, meaning, you know, natural disaster, things that we, you know, cannot control. Or we're in someone else's business. And so often of the time, we suffer because we're in somebody else's business. So, you know, I heard that and I upheld the boundary, which was we committed to 30 days. It's been 5 days since we committed to the 30. So we have 25 days left, and then we sit down and we see where we are. Why is such an important thing have to be so impulsive and emotional, and it doesn't feel stable? I just want stability. I just want stability. The messages are confusing. Friends have been helping, just talking to friends and seeing friends and not doing this alone, you know, connection, that's been so key. And what I'm seeing so many relationships that are flawed, and someone's unhappy, but they're not talking about it. Fuck, none of my business. Look at me trying to make myself feel better by tearing down other relationships. Nope, none of my business. Speaking with friends has been really, really helpful. Playing with my kids, of course, because you have to be present there. Dancing. I've been dancing like a maniac. That's been really, really helpful. Just, I swear to God, if there's not music on, I start panicking. And I just need to fucking turn on Beyonce. That's been really, really helping. Staying in the moment, staying in today, whenever I find myself getting scared about what's going to happen or what he could do or not do or whatever, I just bring myself back to the moment and go, it's all okay. And sure enough, like this morning, we were fine. We were absolutely fine. And loving and supportive. So that's, I'm like, well, what was last night about? Ooh. I'm just connecting to my psychiatrist and my sponsor and my friends, and I'm meditating and I'm waking up and like YouTubing like Oprah or Brené Brown or like, you know, Byron Katie or like just any inspiring woman. Let me listen to you. I need to listen to you. Going to AA meetings, that's another thing for me. It's that community. That community is huge. And I don't feel like it. I was so uncomfortable in yesterday's meeting. I thought I was going to have a panic attack. I hadn't eaten. It was late. And I just breathed through it. And I could just listen to the speaker who had a story that was so similar to mine. And I felt better at the end of it. And it's just taking one step in front of the other. And also, another thing that's helping is focusing on what I do want rather than what I don't. And believing, because I believe we're the co-creators of our lives. I do believe that. And so it's this better or something else better. It's believing that it's this. Or it's something better. That's it. It's this or something better. And just believing that I am a loving, joyful, happy, peaceful person, and that I deserve a loving, peaceful life. I deserve that simply because I exist. You deserve that simply because you exist. So much, I think, comes down to deservability, and I deserve that. And so I'm not going to allow my thoughts to scare me and listen to horror stories of you know, separations and all that stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to believe that I deserve and am meant to have a peaceful life. And when I'm the most peaceful and centered, I'm able to be of service through whatever my gifts are. In my case, it's writing comedy. And I am so excited to get back into doing that, but I know I just need to heal myself in order for me to do that. Because there's just still trauma. And I just need to heal. And so I can be of service through my gifts and to my children. And that's it. I don't care about anything else. I just want to leave a positive impact on the world in whatever tiny way and be a really, really good, loving mom. And if I have a meaningful connection with someone, then wonderful, but that my happiness is not contingent on that. It's really not. I have beautiful friends and family and sober sisters that will hold my hand through life. And I'm not going to let whether some guy is, I'm not going to let any man dictate whether I live a peaceful life. And I just genuinely want the best for him. I want him to be happy. I want to be happy. I want my kids to be happy. That's all I want. That's what I want. I know, though, that I'm not in control, actually, of his happiness. I'm semi in control of my kids' happiness. I can do my best to love and nurture them and then surrender the rest up to the universe. But that's where I'm at, and I love you, and I'm sorry if this was like rambly, but it's all so fresh and new, and I have a feeling I'm not alone in my situation, so I would love to hear your thoughts. If you related to any of this, let me know. You can follow this podcast on Spotify and subscribe to my YouTube for weekly videos and leave a comment on there so I can read them, because I read all the YouTube ones. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you maybe got something out of this, if even just a distraction. Yeah, but try out that, is this true? Is this thought true? Do I absolutely know that it's true? How does that thought make me feel? Who would I be without that thought? Pretty powerful stuff. And I love you, and I hope that you have a good day. I should say another thing that helped is getting grateful. Just, I'm well aware I have so much beauty in my life. I've built such a wonderful life, and I'm so grateful. There's so much richness and beauty in my life, and I can still see that even, you know, though I'm going through a painful experience with Steven, I can still appreciate the beauty of life and the beauty of my life. And I think that's really important too. Just because this one piece is a bit broken, it doesn't mean that the rest of it is. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful today. And I love you, and we'll be in touch. And please comment your experience, strength, and hope in the comment section. And until next time.